Aircheckdownloads.com.
Get down, baby. I've just been strutting me funky stuff. It was pathetic. You have a go, haven't you? Evelyn King, and I'm in love. An early morning bopperama at 10 minutes to 11.
Stop, stop waiting, stop.
Grab a Tweedy's bargain today.
Well, 8 minutes to 11, and I'm delighted to say that after code call number 2, if we find somebody in, it's 11:15, I hope we do, Susie Mathis will be with us again this morning between 11:15 and 11:45, and it's our Personality Partners feature. And remember, a week last Thursday, she was talking to Mike Harding's Mrs. Pat, who is delightful, and today we talk to the Mrs. or the Mrs.'s of Cannon and Ball. Split ends and one step ahead. And thank you to lovely little Stephanie, who writes, grooving her truffles and wobbling her trossocks all the way from Alveston Avenue, Heaton Moor in Stockport. She says, Phil, I've spent all morning learning your new groovy code, and now I can successfully write in and tell you that I know the code to a T. If you do phone me up, I promise not to take your money off you, as the nearest I can get to the present one is Shuey McPhee from Crossroads. If you ring me this week, I promise faithfully to be in, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. Stephanie, you're a twit, because you've forgotten to give me your telephone number. I have your address, though, so as penance, I'll be sending you 2 complete recordings of the Mike Sheff Show, in the attempt that this will teach you. And I think in all seriousness, Stephanie, you brought this upon yourself. Great. The new one from Darks, and Jump Children Jump. It's great, that. All right, well, you've got 2 1/4 minutes to news at 11 o'clock for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us today as we head for news with Eddie Grant. Eddie Grant and his new single, I Love You, Yes, I Love You. It's just under 14 degrees in the city of Manchester for Thursday the 23rd of July. Good morning to you at 11 o'clock.
Piccadilly. First with news.
Israel's Prime Minister Menachem Begin is rejecting American accusations that he's ruined the latest attempts to bring peace in the Middle East. I'm Chris Moore. It's now 4 minutes past 11.
24-hour news, first on Piccadilly.
Are you shaking? Shaking Stevens. And what on earth is behind the green door? You probably never know. Anyway, here we are again. I've just got my my little cup of 261 creosote on the side here. Makes you tough. Makes you tough drinking Piccadilly Radio coffee. Anyway, we have a note here, a communication on posh paper, as always, from JP from the Woodlands. Woodlands Drive, often in Stockport, a regular corresponder with our select little gathering here Monday through to Friday.
Hello, JP.
Phil, what a smashing show on Monday morning. As I write, my truffles are still grooving, and my trossocks just refuse to settle. Oh, JP, this is the sort of letter I need. Boost me day. We need more letters like this. JR's embarrassing moment reminded me of 2, which I must share with you. The first one happened in a small town in Scotland, where I was on holiday with my husband. We just discovered we had more money than we thought. So we planned to go out for a drink to celebrate. I popped into the newsagent, while he went to the bank to get the lolly. As I came out of the shop, my husband emerged from the bank next door. I ran up to him, grabbed his arm and said, "Come on, love, let's get drunk!" Imagine how I felt as I beamed up to plant a kiss on the cheek of a complete stranger. The other awful moment was in a rather posh restaurant, where I was having lunch with my dad, who was running in a pair of new false teeth. For some reason, he couldn't really drink his soup particularly well with them, so carefully removed them and stuffed them into his handkerchief, which he then tucked into his breast pocket with great nonchalance. No one noticed, and everything went smoothly until my dad overshook the pepper pot and sneezed. Instinctively reaching for his handkerchief, as he whisked it out of his breast pocket, the teeth flew frisbee-style across the room, narrowly missing a hovering waiter and coming to rest in the lap of a befurred, behalted, bepearled middle-aged lady. The waiter walked briskly across, retrieved the grinning dentures, which he placed on a silver tray, and whisked back to my father. Heels clicked as he bowed and held out the tray. "Yours, sir, I believe," Dad just said. "Thank you," and put them back in. Well, he'd finished his soup, hadn't he?
AirCheckDownloads.com.